Our guest in the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
You've been, I follow Carol's blog, in which she writes about local history, and you've been making it kind of an unusual tour around Hunt County this summer.
Right.
Tell me about it.
Well, there are close to 120 cemeteries here.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been to every one. But John Bird, who is our vice chairman, has. And so I thought, he's told me some fun things about him. So I started out and going, but my husband is old-fashioned, and he thinks that if I had a car trouble, I just would have to be out there stranded.
Yeah.
So he goes with me.
I see.
And we've been a couple of places. They're delightful, and they're so peaceful.
Well, they are that. Yeah, and it's kind of the role of the Historical Commission in some cases to verify cemeteries and to
yes.
identify cemeteries. So
we do have a very big part in that, in identifying them, in locating them.
Well, some might consider this a little morbid, but you find it relaxing, and as you say, that I mean, and many of these old cemeteries, they are in beautiful parts of the county.
The old rural, and those tombstones, and the stories about them, and how you can, I've done this enough that I can look at it and say, ooh, those people were very poor.
Mm-hmm.
Or that woman had three or four children die before the age of five.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of symbolism.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to be learned, and as
yeah.
you say, you can tell about a lot about the people and how they lived. You say there's one new cemetery in Hunt County?
Yes.
What do you mean by new?
Oh, you caught me, and I don't know the guy's name.
That's okay, but
John, his name. Anyhow, he bought the funeral home over at Kettle Mills.
Uh-huh.
I think it may still be there, but he also has a place down on 36 going towards Terrell.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a new cemetery behind that building.
Well, when you say new, are you referring to the fact that it's like within the last 50 years that it has?
And within the last 5 years.
Oh, that is new. So
yes.
That
yes.
Yeah, but most of the, and I think you counted 119 cemeteries.
Right.
Most of them are at least 50 years old, and of course many much, much older than,
yes.
than that. Yeah. We're talking with Carol Taylor, and Carol is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. So you have a top five list of Hunt County cemeteries.
What do you mean the top five? The most interesting?
You said in your blog that there you have five that you are your favorites.
Well,
I can read them for you here.
Read them for me.
All right. Well, in the order that you listed them, you said Webb Hill near Wolf City, and most people are more familiar with Webb Hill as the golf course. But
right. But if you go past the golf course, there is this, especially on a foggy day,
yeah.
you think you've just gone back in time.
Yeah, you happen to see it on a foggy morning?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And that is a beautiful area out
yes.
there. The golf
yes.
course, I know, is a beautiful course. Another one that you mentioned is also near Wolf City, Mount Carmel?
Yes, Mount Carmel. The first burial there was a little girl in the 1840s. 40s, I think, right after statehood.
Mm-hmm. And then Hope Cemetery, which is north of Commerce, and this is near the what was the community of Sweatbox, and I'll bet that I have family buried in that cemetery.
Well, you know why they call it Sweatbox.
Well, it's hot, but it's hot everywhere around.
Well, it's down in that bottom.
Okay.
And many times, at once cotton became a major product,
yeah.
Higher levels of land were what they needed to grow cotton on.
I see. So
and they put they buried people down in the low places.
I see. Wow, boy.
Which was not very nice.
You mentioned that one of the markers there was illegible, and that you know, my wife and I were in Ireland years ago, and we found a cemetery near the castle where the Odempseys held forth. And this cemetery, we might have been probably not, but we might have been the first people to walk into that cemetery, maybe in months, maybe in years. I think the newest marker we saw was from the early 19th century, and you could not read.
Right.
So when we think, you know, that's permanence and that's eternity, it's not eternity. Eternity
not.
Runs out at some point, doesn't it?
At Brigham, they have some cast iron, just like you would make a skillet.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just slabs, and they're put in the ground. Maybe they had some writing or something in them, but now they're just a...
It's
a metal thing.
Well, there's something to learn from that. And then we're about out of time, but you mentioned Forest Park and Greenville, and one that I think probably not many people have heard of, the Sullivan Cemetery, which is on Farm Road 513 as you go out between Campbell and Lone Oak.
Right, and it's a lovely place, too. And it's also very old.
Yeah, but these are interesting places to visit and beautiful places.
Yes.
Very, very awesome. Yeah. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Thank you.
Carol Taylor with the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.